Round, round, get around,
I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
Welcome to the programme. You are listening to Get About with Guide Dogs Victoria. And don't forget, if you want to see what's happening, guidedogsvictoria.com.au, and catch them on the phone, 9854 4444. And this is your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my faithful guide dog, Andres. And I'd like to welcome to the studio, John Gosling. Welcome, John.
Thank you very much, Jackie, and good evening to all our listeners.
What we're doing today, we're talking mainly about, believe it or not, your life, John Gosling, we're coming up to 40 years with Guide Dogs Victoria. Can you believe it?
I can believe it. It's been such an exciting time that's spread over a period of great development and change, and it's nice to recount the story with you.
We'll go way back, first of all, because I know plenty of our listeners have sort of come with you through all the life and times, the training, the guide dog instructing. But I was very interested when we were talking before the show about how it all began, and it actually began when you were 16.
That's correct. I had an interest in dogs from a child, and also my uncle had a vision problem. We had retinitis pigmentosa, and so I'd sort of had that combination of checking. And I went into the employment service in Footscray and asked about being a guide dog trainer, and a chappie rang Q, and unfortunately at that time they said, no, you've got to be 22 to start. And I thought, well, let's sort of put that away for the time being. And I went on and got into thoroughbred horse racing and breeding and so forth, and worked there. And then I had, like many other Australians, I went through national service, and whilst I was in Vietnam, spending many nights in the bush or jungle, thinking about, well, what's next, and the fact that I would be looking to develop a career. I was thinking perhaps at that time of maybe special education, maybe, you know, working with kids with hearing loss or vision loss. And I thought, well, yes, I'm also going to be 22. So I made contact. And I was fortunate that at that time they were looking for applicants. And I remember going into Q the first time and being interviewed initially by Tom Blair, who was the chief instructor. And then, of course, Eric Hatchley then did a follow-up interview. And my wife and I have been blessed with 8 children. And that's the sort of the level of joy that I had in my mind as I drove out, when Eric said to me, John, I think I can give you a job here, you know. And it was just an exhilaration. And so that started the journey. So the 1st of February 1971, I drove in my old Simca Roron into the guide dog centre, and I was ready to start a career that's been an absolute vacation, and been so privileged to be involved.
Just blows me away when you start talking about 22 and starting it off. Now, most people, when they start a cadetship, and we're still going back here, it's different with the dogs and learning about the dogs. They sort of think, oh, I know about people, but I know nothing about dogs. Was that the same with you?
Other than just having a pet dog, and I'd actually bred a litter of corgis. So I had some sort of insight to that sort of process, but no formal sort of education at all in that regard. But I think what was really important was the fact that I had both aspects that I was really interested in. I wasn't a dog person, and I wasn't a person, you know, who was looking at doing psychology or social work or whatever. I wanted to see this combination of bringing together the wonderful belief and trust that people can have in a trained dog, and the sort of development of bond and relationship. That to me was the magic of it all, and really inspired me, and then to get me started. But one of the, I think, great benefits I had in the first day of my program, I was allocated to a chap named Michael Tucker. Michael still works as a professional trainer, sort of part-time here in Melbourne, and so he's had well over 50 years' experience. But he was very skillful in terms of the dog aspect of what we did, and I think I was very fortunate to have my early training working with Michael and getting to understand about temperament and training and respect of dogs, and endeavouring to become to an understanding of the mind of the dog. And that's one of the sort sort of the level of skill that you develop is that when you're walking along with the dog, you're actually feeling in your mind and in your body how the dog is feeling and experiencing and responding to situations. And it's through having that sort of connection that you're able to make appropriate and timely interactions with the dog. And that's during the training time, but also then more importantly when you're working with the person who is visually impaired, is that you're able to give advice and information and instruction as to pass that on to the person. Remember how this feels when this is happening, because this is what you'll experience in the future. And if you're able to relate to that and recall that, will that allow you to continuing on to be the trainer of this guide dog?
I think that's the most important part of it, is the bonding between the dog and the person. And as you say, that little part of thinking like the dog and working out how the dog's feeling, how the dog is working his or her way through the walk or the journey from A to B. That's all, you know, it's not just a put a harness on type thing.
No, that's the truth. And your experience has obviously validated that over a number of years now, Jackie. My thinking is that once a person has become to that sort of sense of or level of understanding, then this is when you have this sort of unison of purpose, is that you are being supportive of each other. So it's on a sliding scale. Sometimes the person is much more in the position of the leadership, but other times they have to be having belief and trust in the dog to take over that sort of responsibility. And when a person is able to do that consistently over time, dogs develop a mindset of understanding what the expectation is and how to present the appropriate type of behaviour, and how to then go on to their next level is problem solving and being able to make decisions and make it with confidence, knowing that the person's going to be supportive of their action and allow them through their willingness to go on and do these wonderful things that people say how marvellous guide dogs are. That's what they're talking about, is this capacity of the team and the dog in the circumstance of the person not being quite sure to take the initiative, to have the willingness to be able to go on and to make the right decisions.
You are listening to Get About with Guide Dogs Victoria, and we're talking to John Gosling about his 40 years with Guide Dogs Victoria. And I think it makes me realise too how much and how important the cadetship really is.
It is. Well, we're blessed here in Australia. Getting back to 71 when we first started, the cadetship actually was 6 years at that time, and probably, and fortunately really it sort of followed the apprenticeship model, which had very much a hands-on aspect to it. And that sort of was really beneficial to me in being as a way of learning, is that, and this is the reason why the 22 was the sort of the age of starting, is that you were going to be in contact with vision impaired people from day one. And so that the learning very much began and in the same way as what it did with the nurses going through their nursing education of starting off in the hospitals and, you know, and going through those actual practical learning situations. And this is what we did. And I was probably the first of the instructors or cadets to go through and drop this down to a 3-year period. So it was more intense, and, you know, I was up for that, to be able to go on and learn as much as I possibly could, and to be able to start functioning independently and working towards the requirement of graduation of a number of teams at that time was something like about 20 people you needed to train, and probably about the same number of dogs. So we sort of pushed through with that, but it wasn't until 78. That I had the opportunity to then go on and to do the orientation mobility instructors course at that time at Victoria College, which then brought in the dual qualification.
At this time, we're running out of time, so will you come in next week, John, and we'll continue 40 years of John Gosling?
Absolutely. I look forward to that. I think it's going to be great sharing with it. And I'm enjoying talking about it and sharing it with many friends, I'm sure, and clients that I've worked with over the years to remember those times.
Thank you, John. You've been listening to Get About with Guide Dogs Victoria. And don't forget their contact number, 9854 4444. This has been your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my faithful guide dog, Andres. And until next week, catch ya.